JC Corcoran Podcast.
Hey, as long as we're talking about inappropriate things.
Sure, yeah, why not? My heart rate's already up. I'm sweating a little bit.
As you know, I have really taken to watching Rachel Ray, not because I'm trying to learn how to cook, but because she just constantly keeps saying things that are a suggestive nature. We had one yesterday. How about another Rachel Ray-ism right now here on K-Hits 96?
Wow. Look at the size of this sausage.
What is she doing? Oh, stop it. She's got to know that when she says something like that.
How about another one?
Wow, they came together fast, huh?
Oh, my. Rachel, Rachel,
I like
Rachel,
your little
Rachel.
Music interludes there.
Yeah,
nice.
That is nice.
One more.
Sounds huge, but you know what? I think I can handle it.
She is kind of dirty. Well,
I got a million of them too, man.
I bet you do.
One more.
It takes a big mouth to get around this.
Oh my God.
Okay, one more. You talked me into it.
Come on, buddy. Oh, well, if he's not coming off of my hand, he's not coming off of my soup, right?
That's the clincher.
Well.
But the people who work here have not been able to avoid those type of instances, have they?
Well, you know what? God. Why?
He started it, Sparks.
Yeah, he did. Then he acts all sweet and innocent. Oh, I didn't say anything. I'm you, man. I don't say anything dirty.
Let's see.
Listen,
if it,
you,
let's
man.
See, hey, let's see if it works. Let's see if it still works with all this, okay? Let's try that.
Anus Adventure Part 18. I love that. It's got a nice ring to it. Oh, perverts.
Yeah.
Thanks, John. Lightweight love toys. That is edited.
That is not.
I don't care what you say. You
should I just put in sex swing? I'll do that.
I'm a pervert, too.
We were talking about boobs today. Doesn't Laurie have a boob comment?
Oh, so you want to get her in? God, jeez.
Laurie's at home.
My boobs came out to play.
There it is.
There you
I want
go.
To die with my boobs naked and pointing upward.
Well, we sat here for 5 minutes talking about balls. It would be boner.
Oh, well, it's been a while since I've had my bone shaved.
Hey, my boob's hanging out. Things are going to change around here, boys. Jen's going to have her boobs hanging out. Maybe we should have sex in a car. Carl, I like your ass. Cotton candy can be sexual. Cotton candy can be sexual. Maybe we should have sex in a car. Carl, I like your ass. Cotton candy can be sexual. Oh, God. Don't do this to me. Dirty and quick. That's how we like them.
Yep.
Hey, Sparks, put your finger in this. Yeah. I was just going to say, your whole head's only 9 inches. He likes his poles hot. I see your hump. Genitalia. Your junk is going to be touched. I'm going to like it. I'm going to like it. I swear I am.
That hurts me.
Lightweight love toys. Porn is so funny. Should I just put in sex swing? I'll do that. Yeah. I just looked over and somebody was being spanked. They can tap me all they want, but it's not coming out. Sorry. They can tap me for money. Do something with your tongue. Stop it. Don't tell me it's warm in your pants. That's us having sex, and look, there's someone else watching.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
You know, it's funny, that really was the best illustration of how that old show
used to work. You know, John is such a fan of golf, and he plays like six times a week and everything. And John, what he would do is he would have this devilish look on his face, and he would put a tee into the ground, and then he would put a ball, a golf ball, on the tee, and then he would just sort of back away and then glare at me as if to say, well, you're certainly not going to allow that golf ball just to sit on that tee without taking a whack at it. And then I would come along, and that's how the show worked. And how are you doing for Friday, the 6th of August, 2021? You've got your old buddy JC here at jcontheline.com. We're here every weekday morning at 7 o'clock, but you probably already know that. And where do you want to start today? Might as well go right to the COVID nationwide pediatric. COVID cases up 84% in the last week. But this is all hoax. It's all fake news. Greg Abbott in Texas, Ron DeSantis in Florida. They like the tough talk. They like the tough talk. It's amazing that that crap works. You know, the longest day was on Turner Classic Movies the other day, and I was watching it. And, you know, John Wayne is in that. Never liked John Wayne. Never got the whole idea of why, just because you're bigger than somebody else, that somehow that gives you the right to have your voice louder than everybody else's. Sort of a Neanderthal view of the world. It is 2021. We're not still running around in caves. And, you know, if we as men like a woman, we don't hit her over the head with something and then drag her back to the cave. Okay, maybe the old Jay Bucks in Clayton back in the day. But Cardinals lost again. They're 11.5 games out of first place with like 3 hours left in the season. Might as well be. You know, my strategy, I take so much crap for still liking the Cubs. But as I've explained to people, look, you are born and raised in a particular city and you live there for the whole first half of your life. Well, just because you move doesn't mean that you would abandon your favorite team. I always try to put the shoe on the other foot. I go, okay, you are born and raised in the St. Louis area. You've been a lifelong Cardinal fan. All right, now your company says we're moving you to San Francisco. You've got to go or you'll lose your job. So you move to San Francisco, and you've been there 2 or 3 years. Try to tell me that you wouldn't be going to the Giants games once in a while. You would still be following the Cardinals, you know, all the way, all the time. You'd probably pay for the Major League Baseball satellite TV package and you would do all that. But you would still say, but I want to see some baseball. And you'd go out there and you'd start following the San Francisco Giants or the Oakland A's or something like that. And that's all I did. And it's also part of my strategy. As I said, we were talking about this yesterday. Part of my strategy is to like at least two teams because it increases your chances of having one of those two teams make it into postseason play. And it's a drag when you don't have a team that's playing for playoff contention. Well, that went out the window this year for me, following the Cardinals and the Cubs. Neither one of them are any damn good. You know, people forget in the 1970s, it was before I got to St. Louis, but it's obviously been heavily documented, and I followed baseball back then, too, even before I had any idea I'd ever be moving to St. Louis. But the 70s were a pretty dry period for the St. Louis National League Baseball franchise. And you have to sort of wonder whether or not we're going into one of those phases right now. You look at the team. You look at the team with Arenado and Goldschmidt and some real live arms in the bullpen and a couple of starters who are very good. We need more offensive production out of the center field position, although Harrison Bader's been on fire lately. But we need more on a consistent basis. But defensively, he's pretty damn good. Covers a lot of ground. Right field covers so much ground that the center fielder and the right fielder collide with one another once in a while, as was the case the other night. You know that's going to make all of the end of the year highlight reels when they show the bloopers. Dylan Carlson and Harrison Bader bumping into each other. Looks like the married men versus the singles at the company picnic. Speaking of baseball, so a couple of years back, it was probably 8 years ago, working at that radio station in Houston, Texas. And I was doing one of those, you know, weekend appearances at a car dealership. I go out there and I find out I'm not the only person there. Imagine that. Me not being the headliner. No, I'm just kidding. But they had people coming in and out. And just as I was leaving, I did my 2 hours there. You know, you do a remote broadcast. Come on down and check out all the great deals at blah, blah, blah Chevrolet. And I'm just getting ready to leave. And the limo pulls up. And out of the car comes one of the largest human beings I think I've ever seen. He was just massive. And I'm thinking to myself, that's got to be somebody. Who is that? And I look. It's J.R. Richard. J.R. Richard. What an incredible story. You know, 107 and 71 lifetime over, well, almost 1,500 strikeouts and an ERA of 3.15. But as you'll recall, back in the early 80s, my timeline might be off a little bit here. But, you know, he was a tremendous, imposing presence out on the mound for the Houston Astros. And all of a sudden, his play began to falter, and people accused him of dogging it or, you know, just not giving a full effort. Well, to make a long story short, after being called every name in the book, and the sports writers are all over him, the fans are booing him, his, you know, he can't throw strikes, his endurance is down. Well, he ends up having a massive stroke, and it turned out that he was sick. And then things really went in the can for J.R. Richard. He was living under a viaduct in Houston. Story had a semi-happy ending, as you'll hear here in a minute, but he got his life together, and he seemed like he was in good spirits. I shook his hand, and it was like he had hands the size of toilet seats, and I shook his hand and asked for a picture. We had a very nice picture taken together. I told him a couple of my baseball stories. He told me a couple of his, and we separated, and yesterday I found out that J.R. Richard has passed away at the age of only 71. Make the most of your life. You don't know how short a time you have on Earth. Got this resort weather in Missouri the last couple of days. That's all going to change big time here. As a matter of fact, once we hit Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, going to be pushing 100 degrees in the Midwest and certainly in the St. Louis area. And then if you're looking south, as I do on occasion, because we do have a place down in the Tampa Bay area, I think we're going to be seeing some major hurricane action maybe by the beginning, certainly by the middle of next week. Now, where it's going to hit, I don't know, but you know, the hurricane season keeps it's starting earlier and earlier because of climate change. The hurricanes are more intense because of climate change. Too bad you can't control the path of the hurricane. You could send it out to the northwest and have it put out the wildfires. We get all of our late night TV talk shows back next week because the goddamn Olympics are just about over. The closing ceremonies are Sunday night at 7 o'clock on NBC. And don't look now, but just a little reminder that the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics started less than 6 months. The quicker turnaround is because these summer games were postponed a year. Trey Parker, Matt Stone just signed a new $900 million deal to continue South Park for 6 more seasons. It also includes 14 straight-to-streaming videos, which will be exclusive to Paramount Plus. 74 people who attended last month's Faster Horses Festival in Michigan have been diagnosed with COVID-19. 74 of them, they passed it on to 9 other people, one of which has been hospitalized. A Bob Ross documentary is coming to Netflix on August 25th called Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed. I guess I'll have to watch that because I didn't know about the betrayal and the greed. I just thought he had a painting show on TV. All right, birthdays today. I can't concentrate very well when Charlotte McKinney is around. She's 28 today. Soleil Moonfry, Punky Brewster, who had one of the first highly publicized breast reduction surgeries. 45. Vera Farmiga, who was in Up in the Air with George Clooney, shot in St. Louis, 48 today. Jerry Halliwell, that would be your Ginger Spice, 49. M. Night Shyamalan, he did The Sixth Sense and hadn't been able to do anything like that since, 51 today. Saturday birthdays, Mike Trout, probably the best all-around player in Major League Baseball today, is 30, Charlize Theron. I interviewed her a long time ago for a movie called 2 Days in the Valley. That was, Terry Hatcher was in that one, too. 46 to tomorrow. David Duchovny, Why Don't You Love Me? Californication, 61. Wayne Knight, Newman on Seinfeld, 66. Also the first guy to buy the farm in Jurassic Park. Roger Federer turns 40 on Sunday. Deborah Norville, interviewing her a million times. And she's very, very tall. Very, very pretty. 63, Inside Edition. Donnie Most, that would be your Ralph Mal from Happy Days, 68. Larry Wilcox, Ponch's partner. John Baker on Chips, 74. And Dustin Hoffman, when you're a kid just sort of growing up on the south side of Chicago next to Midway Airport, you think to yourself, I might want to get into some sort of radio or TV thing. And you're just 15, 16 years old. And The Graduate comes out. And there isn't a person in the world who isn't talking about the movie The Graduate. And you're just a kid, like I said, on the south side of Chicago. You don't think that you're going to ever be in a position where somebody would say, we're giving you the opportunity to interview Dustin Hoffman. But I did, a couple of times, as a matter of fact, and he is 84 years old today. 76 years ago, on this date, 1945, the Enola Gay dropped the atomic bomb on We always heard Hiroshima, but everybody's been saying Hiroshima, so I guess that's right. 70,000 people dead instantly. Another 60,000 dying over the course of the next 4 months. 90% of the city was leveled. Help! The movie came out on this date 56 years ago, 1965. I was just a kid living in Washington, D.C., working with Howard Stern on this date back in 1982, and we did a screening of a movie called Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I remember laughing, going, I'll bet you a lot of people are going to see this. And to this day, you know, you can be vacuuming on a Saturday afternoon and the TV is on in the corner, you're not paying any attention to it, and you see, oh, it's Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You'll stop the vacuum and you'll sit there and you'll watch it right to the very end. 1982. Our buddy Johnny Amoroso, lover boy, who used to do our show all the time, he was that elderly empire who was very, very funny and such a sweet man. He died on this date in 2006 at the age of 90 years old. The famous Abbey Road photograph of the Beatles crossing the street at Abbey Road took place on, Sunday, August 8th, 1969 is when that photograph was taken. And also on Sunday, it's the anniversary back in 1988 of the very first night game at Wrigley Field. Now, people will argue about that because the game got rained out. I believe it was in the second inning. Obviously, it was not an official game, so they had to come back and play it the next night. But all of the buildup, all of the pregame stuff, the very first time they threw the switch, turned the lights on, all of the pageantry, all of the celebrities that were there taking part in the whole thing, all of that happened on the night of the rainout, which was August 8th, 1988. And the fact that the first official game didn't take place until the next night doesn't even matter. As far as I'm concerned, 8-8-88 is the date. 1982 on this date, Pink Floyd The Wall premiered in New York. Rick James died of a heart attack in 2004 on this date. He was 56. And 6 years ago today, wow, 6 years, really?
Hey, that's our show. Join us tomorrow night at 11. Now, I would imagine as this show is airing, there may be information out there right now that the audience might not be aware of. So I will just tell you, Doug Herzog, Michelle Gainless of Comedy Central, gave me an incredible opportunity 17 years ago to pilot this wonderful franchise. And 17 years is the longest I have ever in my life held a job by 16 years and 5 months. Thank you. The upshot there being, I am a terrible employee. But in my heart, I know it is time for someone else to have that opportunity. And that I told you they didn't know. You probably know. Not right away. It's going to be, we're still working out details. I'm up in September. Might be around then. might be December, might be July. We're still working out details. I don't have any specific plans. Got a lot of ideas. I got a lot of things in my head. I'm going to have dinner on a school night with my family, who I have heard from multiple sources are lovely people. You know, I'm not going to be here and try and sum up what this place has meant to me over the years, but I couldn't do that. And we have plenty of time, and I've got myriad people to thank, and we'll get to that over time. I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. But this show doesn't deserve an even slightly restless host, and neither do you. I don't think I'm going to miss being on television every day. I'm going to miss coming here every day. And this is where I love the people here. They're the best. They're creative and collaborative and kind. And that's alliterative, but it's cheating because it's a K. But you understand what I'm saying. I love them and respect them so much.
We love you, Kyle.
Yeah! Anybody.
What is this fluid? What are these feelings? Frankenstein angry.
It's been an absolute privilege. It's been the honor of my professional life. And I thank you for watching it, for hate watching it. Whatever reason you were tuning in for, you get in this business with the idea that maybe you have a point of view and something to express, and to receive feedback from that is the greatest feeling you can ask for. And I thank you. And here it is. Your moment is ended.
Man, you talk about a stunner. You talk about a stunner. All right, back to sports here. The Blues will be kicking off their version of spring training here in just a couple of weeks. Did you know that Charles Schulz, the guy who created Peanuts, Charlie Brown, Lucy, all that, is in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame? He wasn't in the NHL. He was just a huge hockey fan who did a lot of peanut strips about hockey. So they inducted him. Oh, and 40% of us think we could hold our own in at least one event at the Summer or Winter Olympics. And we're not just talking about, you know, air rifle or curling or something like that. A lot of us think we could compete in the more physical events too. Basketball, soccer, swimming were all popular. We should probably point out that 74% of adults in the United States are obese or overweight. Just a point of order there. Men were a lot more likely to say they could hold their own at the Olympics. Whoa, what a surprise that is. 60% compared to 20% of women. The poll also asked people which events should be added to the Summer Olympics. Top answers were MMA, lacrosse, bowling, cricket, and competitive cheerleading. In fact, there's a chance cheerleading could be added in 2028. Sit down and have a cold one. Today is International Beer Day. The most well-known imported beers in this country are Corona, Heineken, and Guinness. Over 90% of Americans have heard of them. Even if you include domestics, Corona is second overall after Bud Light.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
If I gave you this Bud Light, are you up for whatever happens next?
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait, do I have to drink the Bud Light?
Yeah.
Oh, then no.
What? Why?
Because Bud Light tastes like a beer that someone already threw up.
Yeah, it's like a liquid John Mayer song.
Okay, but the thing is, like, it's all about whatever happens next, so if you could...
Yeah, but it tastes like the flat soda that a homeless guy uses to rinse off birds.
Yeah, that's exactly what it tastes like. Yeah.
Okay, look, I'm not supposed to do this, but we have hidden cameras inside of this bar, and when you get outside, there's, like, going to be this huge thing for you if you could just drink this Bud Light.
You mean the beer that tastes like water strained from a gutter full of dog's teeth?
Bud Light tastes like the scared urine of a rabbit.
It's like Steven Seagal's pre-com.
Yeah, but we have like an epic night plan for you.
Okay, listen to me very, very carefully. This is important. If a nickel could urinate, it would taste like Bud Light.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Bud Light tastes like the ghost of a dead lemon.
Basically, if water could just go bad.
We have a stretch limo waiting for you guys outside with Peyton Manning in it, and he's going to take you to play a game of giant Jenga, okay? And then after that, you're going to go on one of those Virgin Galactic missions into space.
That sounds amazing. I'm just not going to do it.
All right, you know what? Just let me drink it.
What does that taste like? Describe it.
It tastes like if a raccoon ejaculated carbonated vinegar inside of an old log.
That is good. Yeah. Really nice.
Bud Light, the only beer that makes you up for literally anything else.
A poll found the country with the best beer in general is the Czech Republic. They make Pilsner. The rest of the top five, Germany, Ireland, Belgium, and the Netherlands. The U.S. ranked 46th, by the way. Beer is the most popular thing we order at bars, more than a third of Americans say. It is their go-to drink. Two-thirds of us prefer domestic beer over imports, though. Top 10 beer-loving states: Massachusetts, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Arizona, New Jersey, Virginia, Maryland, New York, and Colorado, and Missouri. Two-thirds of beer drinkers say they have less than five beers a week. Everybody else drinks more than that, including 5%, who said at least 20. First prize at the wife-carrying world championships is your wife's weight in beer. The term alcoholiday was coined around the year 1900. It means a vacation or period of leisure spent drinking. IKEA giving away 3,000 scented candles that smell like their food court meatballs. You have to sign up for their free loyalty program if you want to get in on that. A guy in Oregon may have set a new world record for the drunkest driver ever. He crashed while trying to outrun the cops. His blood alcohol level was 0.778, almost 10 times the legal limit. He was just back in court and got 13 months in jail for it. Also lost his license for life. If you have a folding chair that you purchased recently from Dollar General, number one, what are you doing in Dollar General? Number two, why would you buy a chair from Dollar General? Anyhow, their folding chairs are being recalled. They're having a minor problem that's causing people's fingers to be amputated when you try to fold up the chair. A woman on vacation in Croatia didn't realize until she got to the airport that she accidentally booked her flight for the wrong year. Talked about the fact that it is going to get brutally hot in the Midwest and St. Louis, obviously. Next week, we've all heard the phrase, the dog days of summer. What are they? The name comes from the star Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky, also known as the dog star. The term dog days comes from ancient Greek and Roman civilizations. They believed Sirius's bright light radiated extra heat towards Earth, making the summer days hotter. There's been some debate about the actual time frame, but according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, the dog days of summer last from July 3rd to August 11th, so we got about another week of that left. An old proverb claims rain during dog days of summer is bad luck. The thought among farmers was that a dry growing season in summer was better than a wet one. And you might be at greater risk of certain infections, the same way that winter is known as flu season. A study in Maryland found that the dog days of summer might be bacterial infection season. And another study in Finland found that the risk of an infection after a surgery was two times higher during the dog days of summer than at other times. This show is getting way, way too educational. How about something about SpongeBob SquarePants? Ocean explorers found a real-life SpongeBob. They spotted a sea sponge in the Atlantic next to a pink starfish that looks like his friend Patrick. But they're not friends in real life. They say the starfish was probably about to eat the sponge. Man, can you imagine that, eating a sponge? You'd be thirsty for the entire weekend. A study found anti-vaxxers aren't great at citing facts to back up their stance. They tend to think vaccines are risky, but have a hard time explaining why. Gosh, you think? And a firefighter in Dallas has been accused of faking his family's COVID-19 diagnoses and taking paid leave to go to a resort. Everybody knows the only Texan who can get away with something like that is Ted Cruz. Oh, and by the way, if you have noticed that I've not been posting anything on Facebook the last month or two, there's a reason for that. I was in Facebook jail for a month during out the month of July because something that I received on my Facebook feed I reposted and then they suspended me for 30 days. It's like, how the fuck can something that I got from Facebook and then reposted get me in Facebook jail? That didn't even make any sense. There's no meaningful appeal process. It seems to be nobody at the wheel. The whole thing is just being run in an automated fashion. But a funny thing happened. I was off social media for a month, and when the month was up, I didn't really have that much compulsion to pick up where I left off. So I think I'm going to take another month off and just sort of hang and see. You know, there are people who will tell you that if you get off social media, your life will greatly improve. And I'm starting to think there might be something to it. So we'll see. But you know what? You can always contact me. My email is jc@jconline.com. And you can still send me stuff on Facebook, the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. We publish Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. It's absolutely free. If you miss a podcast, don't forget they're all archived. They are here on our website, jconline.com, and also all over multiple platforms, including Apple and all that sort of stuff, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
J.C. Corcoran Podcast.